My eyes adjust to the scene, new details becoming apparent. At the far end of the room, a solitary, aged telescope stands before an open window. Its brass surface gleams in the lantern light. At the room's center, a symbol is drawn on the ground in dark red paint. A pentagram. And inside is a long black box with the lid propped open. The interior is lined with plush red velvet. The exterior is coated in a glossy black lacquer. It's a coffin. What the fuck? I stumble backward.
Relax.
Calum eyes me.
Do you want to join the frat or not?
Yeah. My cheeks glow with embarrassment. Whatever this is, I'm sure it's just for show. Russell did say this was a quirky frat. If past presidents have been members, then whatever they do here can't be that bad. This is a reputable group. Leo walks the perimeter, using his lighter to ignite dark purple candles littered across the floor.
This is our prized possession.
Dorian approaches the telescope.
We peer into the night sky, searching for answers to dark questions, mysteries that have plagued mankind for centuries.
Yeah. Astronomy is cool, I guess. Sweat begins beading on my forehead.
Come, take a look.
He beckons me forward. I approach while Leo finishes lighting the candles. Dancing flames fill the chamber. Bending over, I peer through the lens, but I don't see anything. Only blackness. It's like looking through a camera with the lens cap on. I think it's broken, I mutter while squinting. But something causes me to freeze up. Arms slip around my shoulders, locking me into a cold hug. It's Leo.
You aren't ready to use it yet. You have to be prepared first.
His words flow into my ears like thick honey. But bro, what are you doing? I stand up, but he keeps his arms around me. What do you mean, prepare me?
Shh, just relax. You want to join the frat, right? Think of what life will be like once you're in. Do you know how much pussy we get?
Pussy?
That's right. Tell any girl you're an alpha beta, and they'll get on their hands and knees. They'll lift their pussies up for you. They'll accept your cock.
His words make me feel weird. My heart pounds, my blood races, and my cock, it inflates. Dorian and Calum just stand under the crimson light of the windows, watching me with excited smiles plastered across their faces. Something is wrong with their teeth. Their tongues glide over long, thick fangs that hang low like stalactites in a cave. Have they always been like that? I didn't notice when we were back downstairs. This isn't normal. They look like rabid animals. Is this a part of their costume that I missed? No. Something is very wrong here. And their eyes... I swear they were brown, but now they're a dark shade of red, the color of fresh blood. I need to go.
But Zach, doesn't it feel good?
Leo reaches down and slides a hand between my legs. A flood of excitement fills my body as his cold, slender fingers rub up and down. I'm getting dizzy. I might pass out.
So delicious.
Leo traces the tip of his nose along my neck, inhaling and savoring my natural aroma. And I can smell his too. A damp, musty scent becomes apparent. It's a bizarre fragrance that's unlike anything I've ever known. Heavy, dirty, frightening. The gas billows into my lungs, causing the room to spin. My legs tremble before giving out, sending me collapsing onto the floor. My cowboy hat falls off as I crawl onto my hands and knees, struggling to steady myself. I'm confused.
No, you aren't, buddy.
Leo crouches down and pulls me onto my knees.
You're here to join the frat, remember? This is the initiation ceremony.
Yes. I want this. I want to join and get pussy. A sick, twisted grin spreads across Leo's face, revealing pristine, pearly fangs.
Good. Good.
He reaches out and pets my hair like I'm a treasured farm animal.
It's an easy ritual. All you need to do is clear your mind and let nature take control.
Calum steps forward and unfastens his belt, allowing his pants and underwear to fall. My eyes bulge as his fully erect cock bursts free. Bobbing and swaying, it moves with an unnatural level of grace. The skin is pale save for grotesque purple veins running up the side. They look like rivers on a map, branching out in every direction. They lead up the long, slender rod, ending just before his purple cockhead. The slit glistens with precum in the red light. It looks like there's a ruby affixed to the tip. And those balls, they're massive. The skin of his sac is so fair it's almost translucent. This is sick. This is wrong. But I can't look away. My eyes fixate on his tip. My gaze is cemented to that bulbous purple cockhead. The heavy scent in the air, the sight of this otherworldly penis. My mind goes blank. My mouth slowly opens.
Yes. You're doing a good job for us, Zach.
Leo extends his tongue, lapping at my neck.
Just relax into it. Let yourself go. That's how you'll join the fraternity.
A dazed grunt is the only reply I can give. Calum grips his base and moves in, pressing his cockhead down onto my tongue. The flesh scrapes to the back of my mouth. It's cold. It's cold like ice. And the flavor, metallic and dusty, but with a strange floral undertone. I've never known anything like it before. It makes me salivate. As his icy cock moves over my tongue, I come to a horrifying realization. This isn't the cock of a man. But no, vampires aren't real. That's not possible. I'm so confused. I'm so afraid.
Don't be scared, Zach. This is what you need.
Leo reads the expression on my face and rakes his fingernails through my hair.
I could smell it on you the moment we met. You're a queer deep down. A cocksucker.
What? Drool spills down my chin while my vision goes unfocused.
That's right. Our kind can read you like an open book. We can sense your deepest yearnings.
He continues licking my neck.
To join the fraternity, you need to display loyalty. You need to suck the penis.
My lips automatically close. My tongue slides around the thick, cold rod. I feel like a puppet. I'm so dirty. I'm tasting another dude's sweaty cock. Why does it taste so good? Why can't I stop? Up, down, up, down. My head bobs while I service the upperclassmen. Calum just stares down at me with that toothy grin, savoring the foul blowjob. From the corner of my eye, I can see Dorian touching himself through his pants. And my own dick. It's hard like a diamond. Leo says I'm a queer, but that can't be right. I've only ever wanted pussy. Now, though, things feel so different. It's impossible to understand why, but I love the way his cock feels against my tongue. It's so soft and full. It's so cool and soothing, like sucking a popsicle. My hands automatically reach down and unbutton my pants, extracting my penis while I suck. I wipe drool off my chin and rub it onto my shaft, shuddering while a sense of euphoria radiates. This is embarrassing and wrong. I'm a star athlete. I'm a scholarship student representing my countryside town. But now I'm kneeling. I'm taking something so dirty into my mouth. I can't help it, though. The smell, the taste, the aura in the air. I'm crumbling beneath it all. I need this cock. I need to show it the respect it deserves. I touch my horny dick while Leo licks at my skin. Shockwaves of joy race down my shaft, sending me spiraling into a cock-sucking rabbit hole. I suckle Calum like a newborn piglet nursing at the mother's teat. My head automatically swivels, increasing the amount of surface area I'm stimulating. Dirty, squishy noises echo across the dark chamber, filling it with the sound of my degeneracy. Calum's dick twitches and pulses. But shouldn't there be a heartbeat in the veins? There's nothing there. Just cold, hard flesh. A voice in the back of my mind is screaming out, begging me to turn back and leave. With each pump on my cock, the voice grows quieter, though. It's fading. My penis is making me feel so nice and relaxed. My penis is in charge now. Leo's wet licking morphs into a kiss. He suctions on the skin while swirling his tongue. The comforting sensation melds with my unrestrained euphoria. It pushes me higher and higher until I break. The base of my cock convulses. A glob of white slime blasts from the tip, shooting out onto the floor. An undulating current of pleasure flows through my body, inspiring me to work Calum's dick harder. I suck with all my might. I suck like I'm trying to extract his soul. He triggers. The underside of his dick twitches and pulses against my tongue, launching globs of cum into my mouth. The elixir bathes my taste buds, forcing me to examine the decaying, moldy flavor. It's foul. It's vile. But my cock commands me to drink. I slurp the slime like it's ambrosia from the gods. It burns my esophagus before falling into my stomach like a bomb dropped from an airplane. I'm disgusting. I'm a pervert.
A man's blood tastes better when it's hot with passion.
I can barely comprehend his words. He simply moves in, kissing and sucking against my neck until a horrifying pain explodes upon the skin. He bites down, sending those thick fangs burrowing deep into my tender, innocent flesh. My eyes roll while Calum's cock muffles my screams of horror and agony. It feels like someone is stabbing my neck with a knife. It's surreal. It's monstrous. I've never known fear or pain like this, but it rapidly de-escalates. Like a mosquito injecting its prey with anesthetic, the wound goes numb. All I can feel is wet, soothing suction where his lips meet my skin. It's like a tender kiss. It's calming. Slurp. Slurp. Suck. Strange sounds echo throughout the chamber. Slurp. Slurp. Suck.
That's my good boy.
Calum traces his cold fingers down my cheek.
Just let go. Ease into it.
You've always been a cocksucker.
Dorian crouches beside me, watching with curiosity.
You should thank us for this. We brought your true self to the surface.
An odd sensation washes over me. My muscles tremble. My fingertips tingle. There's so much suction on my neck. Part of me knows I should push him away and leave this place. I should run away and forget any of this ever happened. But my cock doesn't want that. No, it commands me to remain on my knees. Leo is drinking my blood. He's drinking my lust. Do I taste good? I just nurse on Calum's cock, swallowing while my dick still rages. The flavor of his cum is morphing. That rotting, foul taste is transforming into something truly sublime. It's like thick, rich honey brewed from the finest nectar. I want to drink it. I want to fill my stomach with semen. And that's what he wants too. My cock stops spraying, and my pleasure declines. I keep drinking, though. Calum is releasing an inhuman amount of sperm. He's filling me up. He's feeding me a protein-rich meal. And this tingly sensation only amplifies. Sparkles begin appearing in my blurry vision. The sounds around me fade away. But I keep guzzling. What's happening to me? Need to keep sucking cock.
Your weak human blood. It's ours now. But don't be afraid. We're giving you a replacement. Feel the cursed cum inside you. Feel it leaching through your stomach. Your body is designed to absorb it. Your body is designed to pump it through your veins.
That's right, buddy.
Calum smiles down at me.
We'll let you join the fraternity, but not as a normal member. No, you'll be the frat queer. This is how the transformation begins. The cum needs to fester inside you. Feel it flowing up into your brain.
I remain glassy-eyed and motionless while Leo sucks the innocence from my neck. I'm on the brink of collapse. I don't know where I am. I don't know my own name. All I know is that this cum tastes so nice. How long have I knelt here? How much cum have I ingested? Why haven't I lost consciousness yet? It's impossible to say, but Leo finally pulls away, a wild, bestial look in his dark red eyes. He looks like he's restraining himself from latching back onto my neck. And then it hits me, a sense of supreme lightheadedness. I'm floating on air. My grip on this world is hanging by a thread. I might just fall asleep and never wake up. Calum extracts his dick and wipes the residue on my cheek.
You're a good little cocksucker. We'll have to make this a regular thing.
My mouth just hangs open. My eyes stare into space. I give no response. Leo scoops me up and walks to the sinister black casket in the center of the pentagram. My heartbeat slows, barely fluttering as he lowers my limp body into the coffin and rests my head on a plush pillow. The velvet interior is so soft and comforting. It cradles my body, filling me with a sense of peace and belonging.
Good night, Zach, our precious little queer boy.
He lifts the heavy wooden lid while I gaze up with confused, helpless eyes. He just smiles, his fangs still red with my blood. The lid slams shut, bathing me in absolute darkness.